I'm back here in Budapest, and just spent since about 4 o'clock this morning working on a script. Tomorrow I'm supposed to be doing a television program along with Krishna Leela's organizing it, and I had to prepare answers for questions. Easier for me to do that in Hungarian because speaking Hungarian is already a challenge, so at least if I've thought out the brunt of the questions in advance and the direction they're meant to take, then it's easier for me to be just formulating the language rather than grappling with both at the same time. So sorry that it's a little late, and here's a question from Gorni Taidas regarding the book Bhagavat Arka Marichimala, written by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It is said that the book contains selective verses from Srimad Bhagavatam and systematically presents the philosophical message of it through the method of Sambandha Videya Prayojana. If you have read this book, can you please speak of the history behind it and the use of it at the present time? Are there any restrictions on who can read this book? I have read through it. I've read it. I have not studied it, unfortunately. There are so many wonderful books of the Acharyas, especially of Thakur Bhaktivinoda, most important amongst our Acharyas, that I've not been able to really read at depth. It will require many lifetimes, because we have so many books to read, what to speak of study. To the best of my knowledge, the history of that book is that it was divinely inspired. Of course, all of Bhaktivinoda's works are divinely inspired, but he received particular instruction to compose this book because it would be favorably appreciated by devotees and beneficial for their spiritual life. And are there any restrictions who can read this book? There are no restrictions against reading the books. Srila Prabhupada had clearly made the statement that he wanted his followers to read the books of the Acharyas. There was a time in long past history when Srila Prabhupada was still present with us when there was this misunderstanding that devotees shouldn't read any books outside of Srila Prabhupada's books. In a conversation that I recorded in both the introduction to Vaina Gita and perhaps in some other book, I've quoted how Srila Prabhupada said, no, this is a misunderstanding. You should read all of the books of the Acharyas. After all, who did the Acharyas write the books for other than devotees? And when have there been more devotees in the world than now that Srila Prabhupada has spread the Krishna consciousness movement to countries all over the world, and thus increase the population of Vaishnavas? So by all means, devotees should read the works of our Acharyas and the works of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Who is qualified to read what is the subject matter of Shuddha Bhakti and Chintamani, and I'm not going to delve into that in detail. I've already summarized that also in previous podcasts. On the other hand, what version of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's books is readable is a question. Srila Prabhupada told us that we should not read books translated by his godbrothers after the disappearance of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. The GBC has also advised devotees not to take shiksha or read books that come from outside of ISKCON. This latter instruction is the one that doesn't find great following amongst devotees within the society, for there are so many books available, and everyone is in fact reading books by authors, translators, not within the society. Kushikrata Prabhu had translated so many books, and there are other Vaishnavas who are also doing that within the society, and yet we know that there are so many other books available in the marketplace by other Vaishnavas. Once again, the subject matter is also dealt with in Śrīla Bhakti Cintamani. But it's clear that Śrīla Prabhupāda also put certain restrictions on translations and translators. They have to be qualified and be representative of, in this case, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and simultaneously for ISKCON's followers, Śrīla Prabhupāda. So if there are any restrictions on reading that book, then those are the restrictions that apply. I don't know what particular edition that Gaura Nithai Prabhu is referring to, and not being near my library, I don't know which are the editions that I have or have read through. So that's probably something that Gaura Nithai can work out with his authorities or myself at some convenient time. And it's an interesting point because it's something that devotees who are reading books other than, strictly speaking, Śrīla Prabhupāda's books, which don't require any kind of consultation, this is the type of thing that they should do. They should consult what it is that I'm reading, what edition that I'm reading, is the book itself suitable for my level of spiritual advancement, and so on. This book being simply a compilation of Srimad Bhagavatam verses would seem to be one that is accessible even in different editions, if nothing else is contained other than the translations of the verses themselves. After all, it's Srimad Bhagavatam. I'm a little short on time. I'm going to go right now and leave all the listener Vaishnavas at this point, and we'll be in touch again tomorrow. Hare Krishna.